You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface, no download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. The CDC tells states to prepare for vaccine distribution, countries sign on to WHO's vaccine allocation program, and startups provide workers with remote perks. Here's what you should know. The CDC is telling state officials to be ready to distribute a coronavirus vaccine to at-risk groups and healthcare workers as soon as late October or early November. Public health experts agree that preparing to administer a vaccine as soon as it's available is critically important, but some are concerned that this timing is an attempt by the Trump administration to drum up vaccine hype before Election Day. 76 wealthy nations have joined the WHO's COVAX initiative, which aims to fairly allocate COVID-19 vaccines around the world. COVAX is keeping an eye on 9 different vaccines and plans to procure and distribute 2 billion doses of whichever is approved by the end of 2021. The U.S. said yesterday that it would not join due to the White House's objection to WHO involvement. Tech companies have long been known for the workplace perks they offer to woo potential employees. They've also been among the first employers to commit to remote work for the long haul. Outside of the office, many are introducing new amenities to help workers cope with the times, like childcare support and mental health resources. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.